The views expressed in this program are those of the participants.
I'm Danielle Metz.
And I'm Robert Vaughn.
And this is the Danielle Metz Show. Well, Harvey Weinstein and the whole problem with sexual assault in Hollywood. I don't care. All right, the show's done. This is the fact that it's all coming out now, and the whole hashtag MeToo just strikes me as virtue signaling to the nth degree in a large respect. Pay attention to me, pay attention to me. It happened to me too. Also, the allegations that are coming forth, outside of a few minor ones that, again, because the left has watered down the concept of sexual assault and what is considered rape, it's hard to tell what is real and what isn't. What am I supposed to care about? Somebody showed you his private parts, somebody asked you to massage him, somebody inappropriately touched you, maybe by accident, maybe on purpose. I don't know what to care about in this whole situation.
I'm reminded of the streaker during the Academy Awards ceremony. Oh, that man is just doing it to make up for his shortcomings. A nice witty quip, you know, when somebody inappropriately disrobes in front of millions of people. A lot of what's being treated today as sexual assault, I think they're just going over the top. And if a teacher touches a child, a pat on the back type of thing, they're discredited, disgraced. And
well, the part that worries me the most is it really discredits real assault and real sexual predation. I mean, because you don't know.
If everything becomes rape, then what is rape?
Then nothing is rape.
Then nothing is rape, exactly.
And then the people who actually were pinned down, held against their will, and had something done to them, either male or female, because there are both on either side.
Ask Kevin Spacey.
Ask.
No, I'm just kidding, actually. I don't know anything about Kevin Spacey. Funny
you mentioned that, because I think the fact that he came forward and said, I don't remember that, but I'm going to apologize anyway, is that virtue signaling, or is that I probably would have done that, I just don't remember it because I was drunk?
Another thing about that, and I'm glad, you know, we're talking about space here, is that you're going back decades sometimes.
Over 30 years in this.
There's so many facets to this gem of sexual abuse in the eyes of today's feminists and Hollywood. One of them, of course, is that apparently you can go back to the beginning of time and charge people for inappropriate behavior.
But that's interesting. You said inappropriate behavior, not criminal.
No, right.
Inappropriate. It just means in a civilized society, you probably shouldn't be doing that. We consider that inappropriate. That's just a societal norm. That
exactly.
is not a criminal case.
Exactly.
Only if you put hands on somebody and force them to do something that, against their will, does it become criminal.
The issue is always consent.
Yes, I agree.
If there's consent, if there's implied consent even, you know, most of the times. I mean, a little boy can't steal a kiss now.
No. Well, when my oldest son was in public school, they were going through sex education, and they were telling them all how to do this, how to do that, all the, you know, the ins and outs of it, and masturbation and
no
the rest
pun
of
intended.
It. Yeah. But he wasn't allowed to have a girlfriend.
I remember you told me about that.
Yep,
yeah,
they said that. So I'm thinking, okay, so you're teaching them about sex, but you're not teaching them about the societal ins and outs again of how you deal with a member of the opposite sex. You're forbidden from doing it. And he had a girlfriend. And when you're in public school, primary level, it's pretty much, you just say, that's my girlfriend. There's nothing going on there.
He got taken to the principal for calling a girl his girlfriend, right?
Yes. And then he also had, you're not allowed to hold hands. You're not allowed to hug anybody. You're not allowed, but you're supposed to know everything about all the other stuff that sex implies, but you're not allowed to get into the relationship aspect of it, which is the fundamental understanding of how you're going to be in a relationship responsibly when you get older. And I remember he's going to hate me for this, but the cutest thing he said to me, I said, why did you pick her as a girlfriend? He said, I like her teeth. He was about 7 or 8 at the time. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, she has a really nice smile. And I thought that was the most adorable thing, most respectful thing that I've ever heard a kid say. But that's frowned upon in the public education system, yet all the sex ed that everybody's going through now is so grotesquely explicit without the fundamentals of what relationships are about and what they should be about and the respect that we're supposed to show each other, which is what goes back to the whole Harvey Weinstein thing, which is, was he disrespectful? Yes. Was he inappropriate? Yes, but it's not criminal. But if somebody had told him at some point in time, hey, maybe you shouldn't treat a person like that, it might be different. And the victims, so-called, they could have said no and walked away.
There was one recording I think everybody's familiar with of the one person who basically did say no.
The Italian model, I believe, that was part of the police sting.
Right, when he's basically telling her, look, let's not talk about this out in the court, or, you know, I'm a very important person and I don't want people to...
Oh, you're making me look bad.
Right, she says, just come on in, I want to get a shower and I want you to wait.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, not like last time.
Well, I remember listening to that on a local radio show, and the radio host said that she sounded so scared and he sounded so... And I'm thinking, well, she has to play it out because she has a wire. She can't just say no at that point in time. And she had to get the information of what he had done prior. So, yeah, she's going to play it out. She's going to drag it out. And I thought, in a normal circumstance, if I was a woman in that situation, I would just go, no, thank you. I'll wait for you here. You're the one that's making yourself look bad. I'm not making you look bad. And walk away.
Well, that's because you're a powerful, rational woman. When a lot of these women are being treated like they don't have a brain, they don't have a choice, that they're automatons, deterministic automatons, who basically, if a man propositions them, they have to give in because they have no choice. That's a load of BS. Everybody has a choice. They're adults. Say no, walk away, and then basically tell your friends that, oh, what a sleazeball this guy is.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is because these people didn't come forward. Well, and it was an open, quote unquote, an open secret. Well, then don't go meet with Harvey Weinstein. Don't go meet with that person. Don't go put yourself in a situation where you can get into harm's way. Or make sure you bring someone with you, or wear a wire. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you protect yourself. It's not like this was a huge secret. It's the same thing with, oh, Kevin Spacey is gay. Gee, I live in London, Ontario. Even I knew that. And what bothers me the most is these people gave the power to this man by consenting, either implicitly or tacitly. They refused to say no. As soon as you say no and you walk away, and if everybody had done that, this man would have no power.
I think the implication is that it was coercion, in that here's a powerful Hollywood producer. He gets an actor, actress alone, and basically says, I can give you this part if you only sleep with me. Now, what is the thought process of the actress at that point, or the aspiring actress? Is it, no, that's repulsive, I'm going to get out of here, which is one avenue of choice. The other one could say, hey, I find you attractive, yeah, let's get it on.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, you never know, everybody's got their different tastes.
That's true, but if you've seen Harvey Weinstein, yeah, you know, maybe like there. But, yeah. And the other one is...
Well, it's been going back 30 years, so who knows how we look back in the day.
Not true enough. But the other one I don't think anybody is approaching is that, okay, I'm an aspiring actress. I could easily just say, get up and walk out of here, but this could mean millions of dollars for me and a budding career and a promising future. So therefore, yeah, okay, Harvey, let's get it on. Now, what went through that person's mind at that point? Basically, they're saying that they are a prostitute and a very pricey one. But it's consent, and it's not against the law.
Don't
come back 30 years later and say that you forced it on me.
That's the part that disgusts me. Either end that situation, walk away, or if you consent to it, then you're responsible for having been there and letting it happen.
What's that Winston Churchill quote in Parliament? His opponent was particularly vocal, and he basically says, We all know what you are, madam. We're just dickering over price. And I think that that's a lot of what these actresses had done.
Yep.
They're whores. They're prostituting themselves for their career and for money.
Yep.
And they're pleading victim later on. And men too, I guess. Yeah, too. I don't know the particulars, by the way, about this Harvey Weinstein thing. I have to admit ignorance there.
I've gone through it a couple times. There's a lot to delve into in that, and there's a bunch of them. There's only two or three that I've come across that actually state rape, that it was actually rape. But again, what does rape mean? When is it regretful sex? Is it, oh, I had sex with them, but now everybody's coming out and saying this stuff, and therefore, oh, well, I shouldn't have had sex with them. Did he hold anybody down? It seems to me from the stories I've heard is he's very narcissistic. It's all about, he'll have people watch him have a shower. He's not watching them have a shower. He's having them watch him have a shower. He wants them to massage him. He wants them to watch him masturbate. It all seems to be very about him and not about them. And it's just, he likes to lord over the power that he can make beautiful women do this, but not cross, I guess, what he in his mind thought was a line. So I'm not really sure how to read this whole story because, again, like I said before, the left has blurred the lines of what is rape, what is sexual assault, what is sexual harassment.
How is a male supposed to advance himself towards a woman, you know, let her know his affections? Being a male, I can tell you right now, it's a very clumsy process. It's a very awkward process, especially when you're young. There are no rule books. It's a hunt and peck type of way of trying to get in the affection of a girl. And it may seem inappropriate to a lot of people at times or whatever, but you know, it's the nature of man. It's the nature of boys to do it in a clumsy way. And for women, women have all the power. If only they exerted, all they have to say is no.
Exactly.
And when it does cross the line and they say no and a man still presses the advantage, then that's when consent is lost. And that's when it becomes criminal and should be properly acted upon.
I agree. It's funny you mentioned the whole power structure. The power dynamic between men and women is so unbalanced. Women, when it comes to the sexual nature of relationships and stuff like that, I was talking to my husband when this all came up, and he's like, women have all the power here. Men have no power. All they have to do is say no. That's it. Men have physical power, which is when it goes into the criminal, if there is rape and it is forcible, then yes. But when it comes to the actual just day-to-day interaction between men and women on a relationship base, women have all the power.
Yes, indeed.
Well, what was it, that Greek story where all the women went on strike because they wanted to stop the war between, I can't remember which, I'm pretty sure there were city-states, and they all decided to go on strike and not have sex with their husbands until...
Was that Helena Shrugged? No.
And they just decided to stop having sex with their husbands until they stopped fighting. And guess what? The men stopped fighting. So women, even back then,
yeah,
women always had the power.
But I think you, at the beginning of the podcast, talked about something that I think is actually dangerous in society today. And that is, when everything becomes rape, there is no rape. When the lines are blurred, nasty things can happen. And the pendulum swings both ways. And you can have rape that's not thought of as rape. And just as you can have that, you can have an innocent behavior thought of as criminal. And in both cases, there are victims.
Oh, I agree. And what you just said is, when rape happens, if it gets overlooked because everything is rape, and then therefore you're not treating it is serious, that particular incident, the one that is actually criminal actionable and the one that is actually somebody forced against their will, that gets overlooked because it blurs in with everything else. Like, oh, so somebody touched you in the butt. Like a George H.W. Bush was sitting in his wheelchair, his hands are at women's behind level. So he made an innocent joke saying, my favorite magician is David Copperfield. Yeah, and everybody is like, oh, God, that's horrible, he said. And I'm like, it's an innocent old man making a joke in light of the fact that his hands just happen to be at that level because he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And again, that becomes, so where do you, it's the boy who cried wolf or the girl who cried wolf at this point. And I find it despicable that people are doing this. And the fact that you can't come back after 30 years and go, oh, yeah, so-and-so did this to me, and so-and-so did this to me.
Me too.
Hashtag not me.
Hashtag don't give a damn in this case. But in Canada, I think that even the word rape has been taken out of the criminal code, and now sexual assault has been put in. And I think that is indicative of what we just talked about, of blurring the lines.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Rape used to be a very, very strict definition. Penetration, non-consensual, that's the def. Now it's sexual assault. Oh, sexual assault.
Yeah.
So you can go from the violent penetration with force, and then you can just go to an ogling. We happen to know somebody. I mean, it goes back maybe before your time. I don't know. A person who has that disease where his eyes are a little bulgy, was it Marty Feldman type of thing, or a Lord Christopher Monckton type of thing? His eyes are a little bulgy, and he was at a swimming pool, public swimming pool. And they charged him for ogling.
You can be charged for ogling?
And he was convicted because his eyes are bulgy.
That
and that's
is disgusting.
Sexual assault.
That's the thing. They've so watered down the term. So nobody cares when it is a real rape. Because why would you care? Because if ogling can be sexual assault, if this can be sexual assault, if it just, no pun intended, boggles the mind that the fact that they don't understand what they're doing to their own case.
It goes back to Bill Cosby as well. After so many millions of dollars have spent, 35 odd women making accusations, still nothing founded in court. And
he's still the butt of jokes everywhere.
It's a mockery, I think, of the justice system. It's a mockery of actual sexual assault, of actual rape. We've got to address it, I think, and say, look, people, grow up, understand that there is a difference between men and women, that women have all the power. When it crosses a line, treat it properly as a criminal offense. When it doesn't, grow a pair.
Yeah, no
kidding. Grow a pair and dismiss it like you see somebody in the 1940s movies dismiss the waitress getting the smack on the bum. She'll turn around, might put the coffee in his lap.
Yeah.
That's the end of the story right there. It doesn't go any
further.
Stood
up for herself.
Yeah, give him a smack on the face. Yeah, you want to assault me? Bang, smack right back at you,
that's
buddy.
The other thing.
Now, I'm not advocating assault.
You're not advocating. But what this also does is make women look so weak. Wasn't feminism supposed to show we're strong and equal? And now you're saying, no, we're too weak. We can't handle somebody inappropriately grazing our butts or our arm or an innocent... Dean Cain, is that he's the guy who played Superman, right? In that,
I think so, yes.
I heard an interview with him earlier. He was accused of sexual assault for, on camera, after an interview he did on TV, giving a woman a peck on the cheek, and she accused him of sexual assault.
Oh, my.
And it's like, I'm sorry, you're a strong, proud woman, are you? You can't handle a respectful kiss on the cheek? It makes me feel so ashamed of my gender. It really does. I just can't believe people can't put things in perspective and therefore leave the people who are actually victims of serious crime and give them their dignity as opposed to being lumped into the rest of this hashtag MeToo nonsense that I think is just beyond ridiculous.
You know, I think there's another aspect or another facet to this, Jim, and that is that we're talking Hollywood, we're talking public school teachers, we're talking politicians, we're talking about celebrities and money. And then we talk about the real world.
Yeah.
In the real world, I think people do have a bit of self-confidence and pride, and women do put men in their place. When you put, when you get a millionaire like Bill Cosby, or a millionaire like Harvey Weinstein, or a millionaire like Kevin Spacey, then you know what? Then you're going to find victims everywhere.
They're a target.
Everybody's going to prostitute themselves and basically say, me too, me too.
And one thing I also think is it really, really denigrates men as a whole in the sense that you're painting this huge brush of people. Because I have never been treated with anything but respect from the men. I have to actually kind of give them permission to swear around me when I'm at a client's place. It's like, no, just relax. I'm cool. You can't offend me. The only way you can offend me is if you're stupid. Other than that, you can say whatever you want. I'm good. I'm not going to be offended by anything. And if I am, I'll tell you. But it's not going to be a big deal. But men, for the most part, are the most respectful and honorable towards women. That is the way our society has been structured since civilization began, essentially, because women are the bearers of children and all the rest of that stuff. And the weaker sex, physically, and they have to protect them. And we're a rare resource to a certain extent because we can only have a certain amount of children in our lifespan. And therefore, once you make a family and all the rest of that, But yeah, so I think it really does a disservice to both men and women, this attitude that everybody has towards so-called rape culture, sexual harassment, or whatever you want to call it. And I really wish it would just stop and go away and everybody could just respect each other.
Agreed.
All right. Well, take care, behave yourself, and talk to you soon.
If you've enjoyed this presentation, visit www.justrightmedia.org for more programming that's not right-wing, it's just right.